And this is Mistress Brighton, and I guess this is my end of year blog. And once again, I don't know what it is about the end of the year, but maybe all these months of 2021 have built up, or the year before, and it's usually the end of the year that I go off on these rants because someone has triggered one of my rants, and this is it. This is what we're going to be talking about today. The title of the blog on EnchantrixTees.com is The Problem with Sissies, Sissy Etiquette When Engaging with Mistress. Now, here's the quick disclaimer. Like, this is only regarding me. This is not directed to any of the other mistresses that you have a relationship with. You can talk about whatever they are comfortable talking about. But I'm going to go over a no-no word that I want sissies to stop using and to maybe refrain from being so comfortable using that word in my presence, because it makes me want to do really bad things to you that you will not enjoy. I will enjoy them. They'll be a great stress relief for me. You will not enjoy. So let me just start by saying this. I adore sissies. I adore sissies in the same way that I adore setting men's balls on fire. That's a joke. I've never actually set anyone's balls on fire. Anyway, I have a reputation for being outspoken, because when everybody else tap dances around and tiptoes around, I'm not afraid to say. So I'm going to remind you of a few things and advise caution and sissy etiquette when dealing with me and when dealing with other mistresses, because basically, if you don't have a rapport with someone, then you need to be extra careful what you say to them upon speaking with them, whether that's on the phone or in text or on social media. You need to be careful who you're talking to, because you don't know who you're talking to if you don't have a rapport with that person. You can also see on my blog, I've posted a link to How to Avoid Being an Asshole, which is one of my previous blog posts where I talked about how to avoid being an asshole. Because I would hate, okay? I look at phone domination and distance domination as, this is a customer service geared job, even though it is a dominatrix position, meaning, you know, you do what the fuck we say, and no topping from the bottom. This is still a customer service based industry. If you think about phone sex, it really is. I'm going to say that I want you to have a good experience with me or with whoever you choose to talk to. And I would hate for you to have a bad experience with a mistress because you got a little too comfortable and a little too overzealous and you forgot your manners and she karate chopped you in the taint with an electric fly zapper, which in my head, I can envision that happening, and I'm a sadist, so you would cry. It would be very painful for you. I would laugh, but we're getting off the subject. My area, like when guys call me, when you guys call me, I've had women call me, I've had men call me, I've had sissies call me, I've had gay and homosexual people call me, I've had transgender people call me. This is a safe space for you. It's also my safe space. This is my safe space. And in my safe space, you comply with my rules. So yes, my space is a safe space for me. No, I'm not talking about that ancient social media site. It's also a safe space for the people who call me. So here's the thing, guys. I know that most of you have like the attention span of an ant when you're horny and you're only thinking about your fantasy and your wants and desires and what you want mistress to do to you and what you want to happen because it's your fantasy, right? You also sometimes forget that you are also talking to other human beings who might not be into some of the same things that you're into and might find your fetishization of certain things offensive. The last thing you want to do is, let's say you had never spoken to me. Let's say there was a new mistress and you had never spoken to them before and you're like, oh my God, she's perfect. I want to talk to her. And you call this person up and you end up offending them or making them angry because you blurt something out that you're thinking to yourself, oh, this is so hot. Oh my God, this is so hot. She's going to love it. And then she doesn't love it. As a matter of fact, she hates it. As a matter of fact, she either starts crying or she hangs up on you or she gets really, really upset with you. Okay? That's the last thing that you want to do is have a bad experience with someone you deem your favorite mistress and discover that suddenly this person no longer wants to talk to you because you offended them. You blurted something out in poor taste because, oh, hey, this is my fantasy, so if it's my fantasy, everybody should love it. Wrong. That is so, so wrong. You're going to end up alienating people. That's not a threat. I get it. You have fantasies that, I know many of you have like these risque fantasies that tap dance on the wilder side of consent. Everybody makes mistakes. I get it. Hey, don't say that. Hey, you can't do that. So just please take the correction in this blog and me saying that there are some things that are going to be either triggering to me or triggering to people who are dear to me. And I'm not really so worried about myself. I'm worried about what'll happen if you upset someone who's close to me. I will kick your ass. So this is just your warning. So the last thing you want to do is piss me off, especially when it comes to people that I give a fuck about. So why don't we just get right down to it? Please stop using the spade symbol. I know that a lot of sissies use it. I know you have this whole black fantasy. Please, when talking to me, stop it. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see it in my emails. I don't want to see it on Twitter. I don't want to hear about it when you call me. And if you call me and like, let's say you call me and you've never read my blog and you're like, oh my God, I want to be that word, I will correct you and say, please don't use that word in my presence. So, I know from the years of experience in fun sex that I've had and from talking to other PSOs and to other ladies that do domination that sissies are very centered. Like they zero in on their fetish, especially when it involves black men. Some of those same sissies have this obsession with either being dominated by and fetishizing black women and also, you know, having a black woman dominate them and all these other things. And they're a little weird about it sometimes. And I think sometimes you guys don't know that what you're doing is off-putting. So this is just me informing you. I just need you to understand. Let's talk about black men, for instance. Some black men may not find your flirting with them and making advances and gushing at them and using spade symbols very appealing. I've seen that on social media. Black men on Twitter and the guys that reply to them using spade symbols, and I'm just like, oh my God, how about no, don't Don't do that. Don't do that. They don't find that cute. What? No. Not to be the I'm a sissy who loves black dickity dack dick dack Debbie Downer. But this particular behavior is a turn off. It's a turn off for me. It's a turn off for others. So yes, I'm going to be that mistress that says, cut it the fuck out. And I'm willing to bet money that you've heard this before. I'm willing to bet that you've heard this from other black creators and PSOs and DOMs and phone DOMs. I bet you've heard this from black women before, haven't you? I bet money that you have. And I bet you didn't listen or you ignored it because the person telling you was someone that you regarded as subhuman and beneath you. So like, oh, why do I have to listen to this person? That's also really gross. That's, ew. I also know some of you get very comfortable talking to mistresses about your fantasies. And why, yes, that is what we are here for. For you to be in a safe space to talk about your fantasy. However, you need to start considering respecting other people's boundaries first and asking for consent before you start throwing around offensive symbols and words that someone else may be triggered by because of their experience, and especially in the US, because of their, like, you really need to consider that before you go off on some crazy I love black dick tangent. So just hear me out. The same way you guys know that there are certain things that I'm going to yell at you about. One of the things that I yell at you about, the same way that I yell at you for thinking like pictures of your tiny cage penis might turn me on, because it doesn't, it only turns you on. I will yell at you if you regard other human beings as animals for your erection. You didn't think of it that way, did you? Didn't think about it actually at all, did you? You now have that on your conscience, or maybe not, because you guys, whatever. Along with the unsolicited, hey, let me send mistress a picture of my dick, because I bet she'll think it's as awesome as I do. No, I don't. And no, you definitely need to stop. Your fantasies are your fantasies, right? I know if you're listening to this, you might get upset, you might be offended. And listen, you can get mad at me if you want to for stating that which needed to be said. And you can tell me to fuck off, to which I will tell you to have the day that you deserve and go fuck your own self. I have to write blogs like this at least once or twice a year because some horny meat puppet wanted to share something that could have stayed in the draft. I've had people get angry with me because I do blasphemy kink. And I do. Because what about my religion? Jesus Christ and peanut butter. Listen, consider this, okay? Treating people like human beings is way higher up on my priority list than your religion. Than you getting offended that I like to fuck Jesus in the ass with a crucifix dildo. I really don't fucking care. Go cry about it. This includes people regardless of what color or gender or sexual orientation they are. Again, as I stated before, I have transgender people, bisexual, homosexual, white, black, Asian, Jewish, from all walks of life, Muslim, all walks of life who call me. And this is their safe space. So all I ask in return is that you take into consideration that some of the things that you think are hot, that are your fetish, really don't look good in print. I'm willing to bet that you would not walk up to a black man with that symbol written all over your body or on a tattoo or on a t-shirt or on a collar or on a whatever, I bet you wouldn't walk up to a black man with those symbols all over you and tell him that you love black men and that you're a queen of you know what. Because I don't think he'd find you at all amusing or nice. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that some black men, from a mental health perspective, would be triggered by you doing that because it's really shitty. So how about you quit being a whack job and do your research before spewing really gross, creepy shit? Because why would you do that? Here's the difference between in-phone sex session versus out-of-session. We can talk about whatever you want in session, okay? So before you start crying like a little bitch because I just ruined your fantasy, consider the fact that I don't care, okay? My job 9 out of 7 days of the week is to piss people off and offend them. And holy fuck, I am so good at it. I am so good at it, okay? So when you're paying for my time, yes, I'm going to listen to you. We can talk about whatever you want within reason. Yes, we can talk about whatever insane, crazy, like your BBC fantasies or your wife's cream pie cuckolding or all of that. Yes, if you want to suck big black cock while Miss Brighton shtups you with her big golden lady cock strap-on. Yes, if you want to, you know, in fantasy be gang-banged by whoever, we can totally do that in session. Because that's also my job. You call me with your fantasy. Sometimes people call me because they just want to vent. They just want to talk. That's fine, too. It's my job to listen to you and guide you. Do you understand? Making sure you're happy on your call, that is my job. But can you please just not use that ugly fucking symbol when you're speaking to me anywhere, email, social media, anywhere? Stop. Do you guys not realize, in case you hadn't noticed, if you go to cock control, that we have black women working here? Some of those black women have black men partners. Neither them nor their male partners would find your total disregard for their well-being attractive. Do you not understand that? I get that that's hard for you to grasp, but you're going to have to plow through it and suck it up. Because when I see some of the stuff that's posted on Twitter, I'm just going to be honest. Yikes! Is the tamest thing that I have to say about it. And I know there's like subdivisions of sissy Twitter where you guys just go hog wild. That's your problem. I'm just letting you know that when I see some of the stuff that's posted, it's like, oh my God. So just a disclaimer, just in case there's any other mistresses that might read my blog and get upset or feel like you're being attacked. You're not being attacked. I'm not here to police you. I'm not here to police other DOMs. If you have a relationship as a sissy or even if you're not a sissy, if you're just a sub, if you have a relationship with another phone dominatrix or PSO who's comfortable with you using certain terminologies in their presence, that's their issue. And that's your issue. And you can go talk to them about it. I do not have the time or the energy to police other people, nor would I want that goddamn job. In my presence, though, when it comes to the above, watch your fucking mouth. Are we 100% clear on that? No context. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about your excuse or your reason, the who, what, when, and why. Just stop being a fucking cunt face. I cannot possibly make this any more clear. So we got all of that out of the way. How do you do phone calls with a mistress who's blunt and doesn't hold her tongue? just this. Let me just say this to the white male sissies who call. I know that you don't like being told what to do, unless you're wearing panties and a wig. And some of you don't even like being told what to do when you're wearing panties and a wig and you have a hard time taking direction. Honestly, I don't take any shit from men either, so I guess we're even there. Both of us don't like being told what the fuck to do. So now that we've had that sharing and caring time, you're reading or listening to this and you're seething with rage, or you're offended, or you're hurt, or your ego has been crushed, or whatever, and you're having this moment and you're like, who the hell do you think you are? How dare you shame my kink? How dare you? You're going to hell for talking about blasphemy. By the way, just as a quick aside, I just want to let you know, I do not kink shame. Asking you not to be a racist piece of shit is not kink shaming. Now, I don't care what else you do. I don't care if you want to wear bras on your head and if you want to stick panties up your butt. I don't care what you do. Asking you to not be a piece of garbage is not kink shaming. It has nothing to do with kink shaming. Outside of that, whatever two consenting adults do, that's your business. I don't want to hear about it. But if you're talking to me, you're going to follow my rules and regulations. And so if any of what I've said offended you or hurt your feelings, and now you're crying and you're angry and I'm the asshole, this is where I offer you the opportunity to tell me off for $2.75 a minute, because that's literally the only way I'm going to listen to your nonsense and drivel on this subject. You already know that I will not read your brain-draining walls of text. So if you want an email package, the link to my email package is on there. Just, if you have something that you'd like to say, pick up the phone, weirdo. And how you do that, how you do a call with me, is you dial 1-800-601-6975 and you ask for Mistress Brighton. And for $2.75 a minute, you get to hear me say my favorite line at the end of my blogs, the one that you guys love so much that are like regularly reading my blog. Anyway, it's the end of the goddamn year. Holy shit. Just in case, because it's the 13th, so just in case I don't get to talk to you before the ball drops and we're in holy fuck 2022, have a wonderful and safe Happy New Year and Merry Christmas or Merry whatever you celebrate. And I'd like to remind you that if you'd like to get a custom audio from me, you can do that. Just go to the link on my blog, and you can also buy one of my phone sex audios from the store. Or you can also get a sexy texting session with me. If you would like to angrily rage about any or all of the above, but you aren't able to call. And there's one more thing I'm forgetting to tell you about. Oh yeah, there's this Mistress of the Day thing happening. I don't know who the Mistress of the Day is going to be next. So if you follow us on Twitter, you're going to have to go there to find out who the Mistress of the Day is. Today's mistress is Mistress Ryan. So go check her out. You get 5 free minutes added to your 10-minute or more call. So like Mistress Ryan today, if you do a call with her, you get 15 minutes for the price of 10. So I would definitely say check that out. Or you can go to enchantrixperks.com to find out who the Mistress of the Day is every day until the end of the year. I thank you all for sticking around and like reading the whole blog and listening to this whole audio. I have a very blunt way of sharing my feelings and telling you guys, hey, I care about you. Stop being a fucking cunt. So that's my way of saying, hey guys, I want you to be safe and I want you to maybe avoid getting punched in the face. Don't be a dick. Anyway, that's all for now. Bye.